Today's reading can be found on page 1012 of the Pew Bibles. Page 1012, Mark's Gospel, chapter 9, beginning to read at verse 2. Page 1012. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it's good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He didn't know what to say. They were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and enveloped them, and a voice came from the cloud, "This is my son whom I love. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked round, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Ron. So, the dazzle factor. High on a mountain, 3 disciples, Peter, John, and James, are given a vision of a gloriously transformed Jesus. They see Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus, and they hear a voice saying, "This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him." The disciples were amazed and terrified. They were dazzled by Jesus' change in appearance, and they were overwhelmed by God's glory. What an amazing experience, and what an impact this must have had on the 3 of them. They recognized Moses and Elijah. Moses was known as the deliverer and lawgiver, having brought the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt and giving them God's laws, the 10 Commandments. Elijah was the representative of the prophets. Moses' work was finished by Joshua, whose name means "the Lord saves." Elijah's work was continued by Elisha, whose name is another form of the name Joshua. And they are speaking to Jesus, whose Hebrew name was Joshua. They are talking about the work that Jesus is about to accomplish. Jesus will deliver his people from the bondage of sin and bring to fulfillment the work of both Moses and Elijah. We're also aware that both Moses and Elijah had mountaintop experiences where God spoke to them and they witnessed God's glory. So what is God's glory? Have you seen it? Have you felt it? Have you experienced it? God's glory is all around us. It's in a sunset, in the ocean, our amazing bodies, a new baby. When you meet someone unexpectedly, it's a coincidence, or as we might call it, a God incidence. When the Holy Spirit turns up and something miraculous happens. So this is my question for you. And I need the lollipop mic, which I haven't got ready, because I'm going to come and ask you this question. Where or when have you seen the glory of God? What have you experienced that has amazed you? Have you been dazzled or overwhelmed by God's presence? Any hands up? Any sharing? Have I given you too many ideas?
It wasn't razzle dazzle, but it really was God's love. My husband brought me a cup of tea in bed this morning.
Wow, that's a miracle that could happen again. Yeah. Have we anybody else seen the glory of God?
I'm just constantly amazed by the God incidences where something that seems impossible just happens. But for a minute, you wouldn't have known another person was there.
Yeah.
Somebody's in a place where they shouldn't be. And God makes you laugh.
God turns up. Come on, you're racking your brains now. This is hard work getting it out of you, but I know you have.
I think God's glory comes out any time he answers a prayer.
Amen. 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 Any more? Michael.
I think God's glory is visible in the beautiful flowers, everything that we have around us every single day.
Hallelujah. Come on. Oh, they're getting bold now.
I had a really weird coincidence yesterday. I did a job in the afternoon, and normally I sort of go straight home, and I thought, well, no, I won't. I'll have the courage to go to the beef eater and have lunch on my own, which I never would normally do. Anyway, I saw this lady. She was on her own. So I said, do you mind if I sit here? She said, no, no, no. And the strange thing is, she lived in my road. And it was just weird. We spent about an hour talking. And, well, it's just a bit weird. Anyway.
As we say, not weird, a God incident. Anybody else? Who are we pointing to?
We were in Wales, and just seeing the snow-covered mountains made me think of the wonder of God's creation and the beauty around us.
Exactly. As we say, we know the man who made that.
This week at work, we had a new CEO start, and I had a meeting with him, and somehow, I don't quite know how, but we got onto the topic of the Bible, and he said, I just really want to know more about the Bible. Fiona, would you maybe be able to help me? And it was just like...
Thank you. Anybody else bursting to share? Yes?
I see God's love in the faces and smiles of my grandchildren.
Lovely. And they're here today. They're smiling very well. It's lovely. Okay, so there are... I'll let you switch that off. It's a new one. There are many wonderful things that we see and experience, but it's only when we recognise God's involvement or God's power in those situations that we see the glory of God. While preparing this message, I realised that when I pray for people, I often pray for God's glory to come. And I pray that their needs will be met for God's glory. My desire is that the person I am praying for will have their own spiritual experience of God's glory, that the Lord will get all the glory for helping them in their time of need, and others will acknowledge that it is all the Lord's work. The transfiguration, or the change in Jesus' appearance, was a special event which God allowed certain disciples to have a privileged spiritual experience that would strengthen their faith for the challenges that were to follow. In the same way today, God may give some of us, at different times, a special experience of his grace and glory to strengthen our faith. They may bring a momentary taste of the joy of heaven to sustain us as we face the challenges of life, to help strengthen us on the road that leads to the ultimate endless joy of heaven. So, may I encourage you in the days ahead to be aware of things or people that speak to you of God's glory. Be excited and be encouraged when you see God's glory in a situation. And in response, think about how you might reflect God's glory to those you meet. In the Transfiguration, Jesus' clothes became dazzling white as God's light shone in Jesus. God's light shines in us today. Let us be like Christ, and as it says in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6, be the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. May all we do in the precious name of the Lord Jesus be for his glory. Amen.